What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 274. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about modification of guideline-directed medical therapy in heart failure, answer the drug information question, can linezolid be used to inhibit bacterial toxin production and necrotizing fasciitis, and share a resource for full-text journal access. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode274. The article for this episode is titled Guideline-Directed Medical Therapy and Survival Following Hospitalization in Patients with Heart Failure. The lead author is Richard H. Tran. This was published in Pharmacotherapy February 2018. What happens when guideline-directed medical therapy is modified in a hospitalized patient with heart failure? That's what the authors of this study investigated. Modification, for the purposes of this study, included initiation or discontinuation of any guideline-directed therapy. Over 5,000 hospitalizations were analyzed from the community surveillance arm of the Atherosclerosis Risk and Community Study. Predictors of guideline-directed medical therapy modification and survival were assessed. The mean age of the patients in the study was 75 years, 53% were female, 69% were Caucasian, and 81% were admitted for acute decompensated heart failure. About a third of the patients had heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, a quarter had heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, and the remainder were missing ejection fraction values. Modification of guideline-directed therapy occurred in up to 23% of hospitalizations. Significant predictors of guideline-directed initiation included acute decompensated heart failure and heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. Discontinuation of medications was observed with select comorbidities such as ACE or ARB discontinuation for acute renal insufficiency. In heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, initiation of any guideline-directed medical therapy was associated with statistically significant reduced one-year all-cause mortality with an adjusted hazard ratio of 0.41, as was initiation of an ACE-ARB beta blocker and digoxin. Discontinuation of any therapy versus maintaining guideline-directed therapy was associated with greater mortality, a hazard ratio of 1.3. Similar trends were observed for heart failure patients who had preserved ejection fraction. The authors concluded, our study suggests that guideline-directed medical therapy initiation is associated with increased survival and discontinuation of therapy is associated with reduced survival in hospitalized patients with heart failure. Further studies should be conducted to confirm the impact of guideline-directed medical therapy modification in this population. The study clearly identifies a target for hospital pharmacists who want to improve survival outcomes in patients with heart failure. Focusing on both initiation of and preventing discontinuation of guideline-directed medical therapy for heart failure patients will lead to improved outcomes. The number of patients who experienced discontinuation of a guideline directed medical therapy was almost double that had initiation. A pharmacist that's able to identify heart failure patients who had a part of their therapy held due to an acute event such as hyperkalemia or acute renal failure may be able to ensure that patient has their therapy reinstated before discharge when the patient is stabilized. The drug information question for this episode is, can linezolid be used to inhibit bacterial toxin production and necrotizing fasciitis? My answer is yes. Clindamycin is usually thought of as the antibiotic to use in necrotizing fasciitis to reduce toxin production, but linezolid and clindamycin both bind to the 50S subunit of bacterial ribosomes to inhibit protein synthesis. Linezolid is a particularly interesting choice in infections with group A strep, as the drug has both streptococcal bactericidal activity and antitoxin effects. Additionally, neck fash may be caused by MRSA, which would also be covered by linezolid. The resource for this episode is the Medical Library in the Hospital Pharmacy Academy. Members of the Hospital Pharmacy Academy get full text access to all current and back issues for the journals Pharmacotherapy and Academic Emergency Medicine. In addition to full-text access, members are kept up to date on the medical literature with weekly hand-curated literature digests. To get immediate access to the medical library and to learn about the other benefits included in your membership, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Institutional group memberships for the Hospital Pharmacy Academy are also available. Send an email to joe@pharmacyjoe.com if you're interested in an institutional membership. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.